Episode 67 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, finds us again in the murky depths of the Bat Cave of Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the Bush administration. Here we find Count Cheney, his evil assistant Rumsfeld, and the living head of Henry Kissinger preparing to welcome the president home to Washington.
Why is he bringing Tony Blair? Blair will not survive even his own government.
Well, I thought he might need some encouragement, Henry. He and that flea-bitten country of his are nearly moribund. There's a word you mustn't use around George, Master. You'd have to explain it, and you know how that...
Rumsfeld, you're such a treasure. Fetch me a cup of blood, will you? Old thing.
Must you drink your breakfast around me?
Rumsfeld and I are dining out later. As you well know, I shrivel just a bit if I don't feed on time. Ah, thank you, Donald. We have to keep Tony in our camp, Henry.
I suppose so. At least we won't have to use him very long.
No, Mrs. Thatcher's people inform me that she shall live on as do you. And there are a number of people they are training to take over their... government.
There's something a little creepy about Maggie's head living on.
There was always a little something creepy about Mrs. Thatcher anyway. That was one of her appealing qualities.
That and her remarkable ability to frighten small children and hardened military men. And she isn't even a supernatural creature. Yet.
No, not yet. Rumsfeld, will Ashcroft be here?
He's coming now. He's coming down the shaft from the Undertaker's masters.
That's fine.
Why did you want to talk to Ashcroft?
He did a comparatively credible job in the torture hearings. We rarely encourage him. I thought it would help since we might have to dump him at a moment's notice.
Ah, of course.
Henry? Dick? Where you at?
Rumpus Cavern, Mr. Attorney General. Ah, how are you,
Daddy Dick? Henry, where's Don?
Over here at the monitors, Mr. Attorney General. How are you?
Daddy Don, what'd you want to see me for, Henry?
Have a seat, Ashcroft. Relax. George will be here shortly, this Anthony Blair.
And limey, hoodoo, what you all bring him down here for?
There we need to discuss a few things. Iraq, Afghanistan. But I am impolite. Rumsfeld.
Yes, Master.
Fetch the Attorney General some refreshments. We wished to compliment you on your performance the other day. It was Dr. Henry's idea.
Oh, shucks.
Of course it was something. Your interchange with Senator Biden was particularly entertaining.
Worthy of an award.
Très magnifique, Mr. Attorney General.
Well, right kind of you fellas. Tain't often I get called on to use my whole instrument. Now, if an I's Secretary of War...
But John, I'm Secretary of Defense.
You go on a being, Don. I said war, not defense. But I'm settled. Long as I get to hand me some folks every now and then, I like watching them kick.
Come January, John, you may go to town with our blessing.
I'm sure it will do the country good in the long run.
Masters, they're here. Here on the monitors.
Gosh, George, what a frightful place. Yeah, that's why Cheney likes it. He says the mildew helps his bursitis.
Gosh!
I say, George, what's that?
Well, that's going to be the Ronald Reagan Memorial Casket. Dick promised him eternal life, and then he hoodwinked him. He does stuff like that. Come on, he's in a rumpus cavern.
Gosh!
Nah, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister. Hey, fellas. Hey, Ashcroft.
Gosh! Gentlemen, how are you, Anthony?
I say, Dr. Kissinger, you look, well, Count Cheney, you really don't look at all well.
You're very kind, Mr. Prime Minister. Rumsfeld, refreshments for our guests.
Hello, Anthony.
Gosh!
Hello, Don.
We have some generic bean dip from Stinking Abdullah's. We have some very old and rare Vienna sausage, vintage 1951, and bags of these. I think they're chips. This is tap water in expensive bottles.
Jolly good. I'm famished. Shall we say grace?
No reason to get carried away.
Frightfully sad about President Reagan.
Was it? Yes. I suppose so.
He never really embraced our world domination plan.
In cabinet and senate meetings, he'd wear a cross on his lapel, just to irritate poor Rumsfeld and I. It's bad enough I have to speak at his official funeral.
Richard is lesser sensitive, Anthony. How did the G8 summit turn out? Did you like Ghazi al-Yawar?
He seems a splendid sort
of... Yeah, he's okay, I think. He knows some secret CIA handshakes and stuff. Carries an autographed photo of Bill Casey's brain.
Casey's brain gives those to everyone who visits Lane.
And lately, he's taken to arguing with the head of Richard Helms. They're going to have to move
him. You know, what with Mrs. Thatcher's head advising me, the world is getting a bit thick with your lot, Dr. Kissinger.
You don't know the half of it, Anthony. Did you know that Chairman Mao's head is alive?
George,
your prepared statements were good. What about your Reagan eulogy?
Well, I'm sulking.
What's bothering you, George?
What
can I hang
could
it?
The matter be, dear boy?
Well, me and what's her name?
Laura.
Laura.
Yeah, her. We had a real good euphemism all wrote, and Carl and Andy say I gotta do theirs.
Well, by gobs, tain't right.
I'm certain that your eulogy was just fine, George.
I read it. It was perfect doggone.
Here, you see, it was perfect.
Yes, George. Just do Andy and Carl's. They'd be so honored. And their writers are so poetic.
Indeed, it should, George.
The summit, how did it go?
They said my idea about outlawing poor people was nuts.
That was our idea, George. Here's mine.
Well, that's better. Now I'm only half nuts.
Outlawing poor people? How would that work?
Well, we don't got to arrest them all.
We just could, if and we should mind to. You see?
Like on election day, we could put them all under house arrest so they can't vote.
These are all Democrats anyway, the sidewinders.
Useful idea, but hardly practical.
I'm not so certain, Anthony. What do you think, Henry?
Well, it's just absurd enough that it could work. Pass it on to Mitch McConnell. He likes hairbrains.
I'll try. He's working on putting Reagan on the $10 bill with Grover Norquist.
As to the summit, it was nice, really. No protesters, merely the wealthy.
That reminds me. We all got computer game as a free gift. It's called Kill the Uppity Unions.
Why gobs?
You can help me play it, John.
Rather clever little game, really. The poor rise up, and you have to kill them all to save the world.
Yeah, and you get neat weapons. All the poor folks look sort of like Eddie Murphy or Dennis Hopper.
That's nice, George. What decisions did you come to?
None.
No, not one. Had a lovely time, though.
Well, that's a relief, Henry.
Well, if these are bosses of the rich, why can't they make no decisions?
That's not what they're for, Ashcroft. The G8 only exists to provide an illusion of stability amid the chaos.
Yes, no reason for them at all except to calm stock markets. Besides, would you really like George deciding the fate of the world?
Man, I sure wouldn't.
Gosh.
Of course you wouldn't. Great snakes, Anthony. Have you eaten all those refreshments?
I am sorry. Got a bit carried away. It's so much nicer than British food.
Splendid. I'll get out my stomach pump, just in case.
The 67th episode of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were celebrity impersonations from the cellars of Count Winnebago von Tours, aged in oak casks and bottled by miniature electric monks in the dim dark recesses of the Wisconsin Alps. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network asking you to stay tuned and standing quietly until his microphone is off.